Around 6:50 p.m., the M88 drove away from the statue, dragging it face forward with the chain around its neck. Slowly, the bronze bent forward at the knee and ankle, Saldan's huge figure bobbing for a few seconds in a horizontal position as the modest crowd of Iraqis whistled and cheered. Finally, the statue snapped off its plinth, leaving its feet behind. Iraqis ran forward, jumped on it, and danced. It was crushed to pieces. That morning, photojournalist Patrick Baz had been in Saddam City, a neighborhood of Baghdad later renamed Sadr City. There, he had seen an Iraqi man who had pulled down a different Saddam statue. It was tied to the back of his car with a cable. Whenever the man saw a group of people, he would stop. They would all crowd around Saddam and start hitting him with their shoes. Shoes are considered dirty in the Middle East. It is rude to show someone the soles of your shoes, and a terrible insult to hit them with a shoe. In 2008, an Iraqi journalist would make international news when he threw a shoe at George W. Bush. The image was all the more strong because there wasn't an American soldier in sight, Baz later wrote. Just the locals expressing what they felt about their country's long-term dictator. Baz hurried back to his room at the Palestine Hotel to send his pictures to his editors, then heard a commotion outside and witnessed the Firdaus Square toppling. Only one of the Saddam topplings made the front pages, and it was not the one that Iraqis had done for themselves. There was a real story here about pulling down a statue in Saddam City. The world's media preferred the simulation in Firdaus Square. As 2 hours of non-stop coverage of Firdaus Square was beamed around the world that night, the news networks desperately wanted it to have a meaning. Wolf Blitzer of CNN described the footage as the image that sums up the day and, in many ways, the war itself. Over on Fox, the anchors agreed. "This transcends anything I've ever seen," said Britt Hume. His colleague agreed. "The important story of the day is this historic shot you are looking at. A noose around the neck of Saddam, put there by the people of Baghdad. But it was an American rope, put there by American soldiers."